And welcome back to the Thurmond Business Expo. We're having a great time here, meeting everyone, talking with everyone, and just walking around, seeing all the different vendors and booths and businesses in Thurmond. What a great place this is. We're at the Thurmond Event Complex on Stratford Drive. Come on down and see us. You better bring a bag with you because there's a lot of stuff being given away here. A lot of giveaways. You could win Nationals tickets here at our booth. We're giving away Nationals baseball tickets and a lot more of just candy and food and all kinds of wonderful things. And I have a very special guest here in the booth with me, Averhill Physical Therapy.
Correct.
And your name is?
Kelly Reichenbach.
Kelly Reichenbach.
Yeah.
I did it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly, tell me a little bit about Averhill. How long have you been around?
The company's been around since 1985 in Frederick. We came to Thurmond in 2005 and have been in that same little space.
How long have you been with them?
I've actually worked with the company since 2000. I've been a physical
23 years.
Yeah. I've been a physical therapist for about 9 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'm one of the owners.
What got you into physical therapy? Why did you go into it?
That's a kind of long story.
Well, give me the short answer. Why? What was it about physical therapy that made you want to seek that career path?
It's interesting to be able to spend a lot of time with people, figuring out where they have deficits in strength, mm-hmm. flexibility, mm-hmm. and how those things affect them in their daily life. And so I, you know, was drawn to it kind of early in my life and eventually had the opportunity to go back to school because it was not my first career. And I loved it. It's been the best decision I've ever made.
What does the average patient look like here in Thurmond? And what do you see a lot of different kinds of people?
Absolutely, yeah. We see people of all ages, from young kids all the way up till people in their 90s, mm-hmm. With different issues. You know, people who are having trouble walking or having back and neck pain, somebody who's sprained a shoulder or an ankle. And then we see a lot of post-surgical patients as well.
Ah, yes. How do people end up at Averhill Physical Therapy? Is it a doctor's referral, or do they just seek you out?
Either one, really.
Yeah.
It depends. In the state of Maryland, people can come to physical therapy without a referral, but some insurance...
So they don't need a doctor's order?
That depends on their insurance, really, because some insurance companies still require it. So.
Sure.
It depends on the person and their insurance coverage.
Mm-hmm. So you see all kinds of different, you see a lot of sports, young people in sports and injuries and that sort of thing?
For sure, whether it comes down to an injury that happened during a sport or just pain that's limiting them in playing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know with the graying of America, you must see a lot of back injury, back pain and that sort of thing. Is that something?
Absolutely. I mean, I think everyone experiences back or neck pain at some point in their life.
Yeah.
And a lot of people think that it just comes with the territory and they have to live with it, and that's not true.
It isn't. Because I did. I mean, I thought, you know, I started to lose the feeling in my right hand, and I thought, hey, that's just, and I remember I even knew the orthopedic surgeon, and he took the picture, and I said, tell me the truth. And he said, you've got an old spine.
Yeah. Yeah, but there's a lot of things that you can do to make it hurt less or let you move better and manage it. And it's not like you have to sit in your recliner and do nothing for the rest of your life because your back hurts.
Mm-hmm. What do you do now in your practice at Averhill? What are the things you're most involved with? Do you treat patients?
I do, yeah. I am the primary PT in the Thurmond location.
Okay.
So pretty much everyone that passes through that door sees me at some point in time. But I also have my ownership stuff that, you know, I do when I'm not in the clinic.
How many physical therapists do you have at the Thurmond location?
In Thurmond, we have one physical therapist and 3 physical therapy assistants.
Okay. Do you do any OT, occupational therapy, or is that more in the main office?
Yeah, that we do that in our Frederick and Urbana locations.
Okay. My mom was an OT.
Oh.
I had to get that in there because
yeah.
I grew up watching occupational therapy every night.
Yeah.
Here, come here, let me try this splint on you.
We do have wonderful OTs, but unfortunately they're not out in Thurmont, so you would have to drive to Frederick for that.
So tell me, Amber Hill, where are you located? Where's your office?
We're at 120 Frederick Road, so the shopping center...
The Dunkin' Donuts shopping center?
Yeah, exactly. Building over.
Okay. And it's a storefront there, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're next to Simply Asia.
Correct.
Ah, I know where you are. Okay. Tell me, give me an idea of what are some of the most interesting cases you've dealt with.
Oh, my.
Anything that jumps right out at you? A success story?
Well, we have a lot of success stories. You know, a lot of people who come in and they're barely walking. We had somebody, this was years and years ago, but someone who had a very serious injury and wasn't able to walk at the time, and then with a lot of therapy, eventually was able to walk again. So, you know, we see things from basic injuries, orthopedic injuries, but that particular person had a serious spine injury.
Wow.
And they were able to come back and walk. So,
excellent. What's new and what's the cutting edge stuff that's going on in your practice?
Probably the addition of dry needling. I recently finished my
dry needling.
Yeah.
Sounds scary.
It's a little, because it's needles.
Yeah.
So if you're afraid of needles, there is that element. But it's a really cool way of getting muscles to release almost instantly by using a needle that's very thin, solid needle.
When you say release, you mean a muscle that's in a spasm?
Correct. Yeah, you know, everybody gets those knots in their muscles.
Yeah.
And we can massage them, and they can be very stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a reaction when you insert a solid needle into the muscle that causes it to contract and relax.
And it's called dry needling.
Dry needling. Trigger point dry needling.
Are you trained in that?
I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
And do you do those?
Every day.
You do? Every day? Wow.
Yeah.
And it's very effective?
Very effective. I've seen a lot of great results with it. People who have been living with pain for a long time and then a couple dry needling sessions, and they're feeling better and moving better.
So, in closing, how can people get a hold of you, or how can people take advantage of your services?
Call the office or inquire online. We do have a portal on our website, so you know, if you want to shoot a message, we'll get it and be able to contact and schedule, or just call the office and we'll get
it. And it's Amber Hill Physical Therapy.
Mm-hmm.
In Thurmont, Maryland, actually all over the region, many different offices.
Yeah, we have six locations, but the closest one to here is the Thurmont one.
Excellent. Thank you so much for being with us here.
Thank you.
And best wishes to you and your practice. I know that we have a common theme in the sports side of this. We see a lot of kids, 15 years of doing local sports on the radio. We've heard a lot of good things about your business.
Great. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. Let's get back to the music now with the Box Tops.